Hi, I'm Francesca, a registered nutritional therapist, and you're listening to another episode of the Empowered Perimenopause podcast. Welcome. My aim is to bring you down-to-earth, conversational episodes that help you develop a deeper understanding of how your body's changing in your 40s, and most importantly, how you can support yourself throughout this wonderful transitional phase of your life. Join me for my solo episodes and also episodes with guests for fun, fresh, truthful chat on all things health and happiness in your 40s. And now onto the episode. Hi, and welcome back to another episode with me, your host, Francesca. So in today's episode, I want to talk about what it really takes to thrive in perimenopause, to feel good as we move through our 40s, to not sort of succumb, if that's the right word, to the pain of it all that we see out there online, you know, people talking about their own experiences and the various symptoms and challenges that we are very likely to come up against as we move through perimenopause, as our hormones change, as they change even more, as they keep changing as we move through, and then the closer we get, obviously, to menopause itself. So what I really wanted to talk about what it really takes to thrive, because we don't have to have that experience. It doesn't have to be that way for us. There is a lot that we can do. And obviously, if you've been listening to my episodes, following me for a while, then you'll know I already talk about this a lot. It's the work that I do is exactly that. It's about teaching women that there is so much they can do through their nutrition, through their lifestyle habits, to make their perimenopause experience easy. And to get to menopause healthy, happy, vibrant, and spend that time in your life beyond that as well, feeling the same. That it doesn't have to be this awful horror show that it's obviously, you know, as its reputation tells us, it doesn't have to be that way. So I just want to go into why a 360 approach to your health is, for many women, the missing piece that so many women overlook. They are you know, looking to target one particular symptom or a set of symptoms or one particular hormone, when actually what they're missing is that 360 degree approach. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. So if you've been feeling more tired, more anxious, or just not quite yourself, then you're probably listening to this podcast, this my show, because potentially those things do apply to you. Maybe it's new, maybe it's been like this for a while, maybe it's getting worse, maybe it's changing and shifting and you're not just tired and anxious, not feeling like yourself, but other things are coming up as well. Either way, you're definitely not alone. That's the first thing to remind you, because I have said that many times before. I'm right there with you going through this. So yeah, you're not alone. Perimenopause can leave even the most health conscious women feeling confused, overwhelmed, and just wondering what is happening to me. Maybe you've already tried to change your diet. Maybe you're exercising more or less, or you've changed it, or you're adding supplements, changing supplements, but nothing quite seems to work the way it used to. And the advice out there is endless, often conflicting. And honestly, I can only imagine how exhausting that is. Because of the work that I do, because of the training I've had, the qualifications I have, it's easy for me to see all this stuff and ignore it, because I can look at, you know, XYZ advert or XYZ, you know, new supplement brand that's coming out to say, like, this is the one, magic bullet for perimenopause. I can look at it all and just ignore it and just sort of, oh, whatever, you know, here's another one. Or I can look at someone's account that might come up in my feed that's saying, you must do this, you must do that. And I can listen to it and think, what a load of rubbish, and just keep moving, because I do have the answers. But for the, and I think this all the time, I think for the person who doesn't have the answers, who isn't doing this as a career, so obviously, you know, they're living and breathing other stuff, not this. For that person, it must be so frustrating and so confusing and so exhausting. So I just wanted to put that out there. Like, it, you know, you're not alone, because I think, and I hear this all the time from women all the time, that they are just so confused and so exhausted, and they don't know what to believe. They don't know what to actually do. They try things, like I said, food, exercise, supplements, that they see, and nothing's helping. And that's because true hormonal balance in your 40s, number one, there's no such thing as hormonal balance in your 40s, because the true definition, the very definition of perimenopause, is hormonal imbalance that we can't just reverse, right? It's what's happening. It's the natural gradual transition towards eventually going 12 months without having your period. And in that time, our hormones are imbalanced, but we can support them. We can definitely support them. We can help stabilize. We can help just, yeah, smooth out that terrain. But true hormonal health, let's say, in your 40s, isn't just about estrogen and progesterone. Those are the two hormones we talk about all the time in perimenopause, because they're the ones that start to change. But it isn't just about those two. It's about taking this 360-degree approach, supporting how our body metabolizes our hormones, which basically means how we break them down in the body once we've used them. And then after that, they get cleared out of the body. So it's about supporting that process, which occurs predominantly in the liver, also in the gut. It's about keeping your thyroid healthy, your metabolism strong, stabilizing blood sugar levels to prevent energy crashes and calming inflammation, knowing which tests can help you really understand what's going on underneath it all. All of these things are part of this 360-degree approach, and they are, like I said, often overlooked. So that's what I want to talk about today, just how to cut through the confusion, take this whole body approach to perimenopause, and finally start thriving again like you used to. Hopefully you did used to, and then keep it that way as you move through perimenopause. Obviously, things shift and change as well. So I've talked about this many times before, where I had a certain set of symptoms in my early 40s and I got grasped on them quite quickly and felt great again. It was fine. But then as I move through the ages and my hormones change again and shift and change again, new symptoms can, you know, start to arise. So it all evolves, but it's knowing how to approach it, knowing where things need to potentially change. That's what the key is. So that's what I'm talking about today. And I hear from women all the time saying, I know I'm in perimenopause. I know it's impacting me, but I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to start. I do not know what advice to trust. So most of the time they'll just obviously give up and carry on doing, like just carry on with their life. And then over time, symptoms get worse. They go back to the drawing board. Again, they don't know what to trust. They get really overwhelmed, confused, and then off again. Or I hear them say, I know I need to do things differently now that I'm in my 40s. I know I need to do things differently with maybe food, with lifestyle. But I just don't know what, how, or why. And then add to that the constant juggle of their work, family life, you know, children, parents, because at this stage of life, we're usually dealing with aging parents who maybe aren't as fit and healthy and as independent as they used to be when we were younger. So there's that on top of the life that we've already created in our 40s, which is obviously usually the time where we have the most responsibility. We tend to take life more seriously now that we're in our 40s compared to 20s. We have more responsibilities. We might be at the height of careers. We're really trying to, you know, just, yeah, we're sort of, we've been in our careers for a number of years now and we're at the peak of it. And so it's no wonder so many women feel exhausted. We feel anxious a lot of the time and like we're losing ourselves maybe all over again to hormonal imbalance. One woman said to me in my recent masterclass, she said that she felt like she'd spent her 30s trying to balance her hormones, like late 20s and all of her 30s. And then just when she felt that she'd finally achieved hormonal balance, perimenopause kicks in and she's right back to square one. And I totally resonate with that. My early 20s were hormonal hell. And then I got my periods really, really lovely and regular after probably 25, 26 regular, no heavy periods, just very normal flow. Like it was all great. I never had any spotting or, you know, any of those sorts of issues. And then, yeah, you walk into your 40s and you're like, what is this? I've just spent all this time getting things balanced out. And now, bam, I've gone back to where I was. So I think that, you know, a lot of women probably resonate with that as well. And I'm right there with you. I'm almost 46 in a couple of months. I've been riding the waves of this phase for obviously, I think it all started for me that my first set of symptoms were 41 and it was sleep and anxiety. I never, ever experienced anxiety before, only if I was in a genuinely anxious situation, you know, something really dangerous. That's the only time I've ever experienced anxiety. So for me, it was very strange because it was out of nowhere. I'd just be sitting watching TV in the evening, very content, and just suddenly get this wash over me of anxiety, and my sleep started to change. So that was 41. And then, like I said, I got a handle on those symptoms pretty much straight away. But they felt, at first, they felt overwhelming because, I just thought, okay, well, this is probably my journey into perimenopause, because at that time I was already specializing in it. So I already knew what to look for. So for me, it's been 5 years dealing with sort of riding the waves and dealing with these evolving symptoms. So I know how firsthand how overwhelming it can be, and how, you know, feeling like you have to navigate all this randomness. And I get a lot of women talk about the endless Googling, the conflicting advice, the trial and error that leaves them more confused than when they started. The money spent on random supplements, just, this will be the answer. And then as soon as it arrives in the post, you're like, this is the one. Yes, can't wait to start taking this. Give it a week. I'm going to be amazing. And of course, it falls flat on its face. You stop taking it. It stays at the back of the cupboard. You invest in something else, and you think of all the money you've probably spent on all that stuff that's, you know, just probably no good anyway. But you don't know that. It's sold to you very well. So this is why I've created my Midlife Thrive membership as well. So this is actually a cancel anytime membership. It's just £39 a month at the moment. It will stay that way for a while. So I want it to be really accessible, really affordable. Because just so many women in their 40s are walking around feeling like crap, feeling exhausted, feeling anxious, overwhelmed, achy, foggy, full of pain, you know, in their joints, gaining weight that they don't want, not knowing what on earth to do. And yeah, just the brain fog, just feeling rubbish, and the confusion of why is this happening to me, and that frustration. And for some women, the worry, struggling to remember things, and they're worrying now, what is this? Is this early dementia? What is going, you know? And it's all part and parcel of these hormonal changes. So that's why I created the membership, because so many women also just think it's all just normal. They think it's just part and parcel of getting older, of being in perimenopause. And obviously we all make jokes. I make jokes every day. Oh, perimenopause brain. And, you know, yeah, I'll say stuff to my partner. Well, you know, you have to forgive me. It's my hormones. You know, we all make jokes about it all the time, but it's also very normalized. So I can make jokes of it, but I know it's not normal, and I know it's not how we should feel, and I know what to do, and I know how to help clients. But the average person will just be, okay, well, this is just normal. And like I've said before, when we see all these memes on social media, or these like funny sort of accounts where the person is just taking the piss out of the perimenopausal experience. And I get it. It makes me laugh. It's funny. But it is also, I think, normalizing the fact that we're just going to feel this way and it's normal. It isn't. We shouldn't feel that way. Menopause and menopause, they've got this really daunting reputation, but it just doesn't have to be like this. And I know it, you know, it doesn't, because like I said, when certain symptoms popped up for me at first, I fixed them really quickly, and so on with other new ones that come along. There is so much we can do to feel vibrant, to feel energized, to feel grounded again. We just need the right framework and the right support. I've seen women go from feeling like a shell of themselves, tired, moody, foggy, just don't feel like themselves anymore, motivation gone, to feeling clear-headed again, to feeling calm, in control, content. And it didn't happen through restriction or pushing harder, just, okay, I'm going to change my diet and not eat this and not eat that, and I'm just going to get to the gym more. It didn't come from that at all. It happened when they started understanding why their body was changing and how to work with it, not against it. And that's what I'm doing every single day. I'm listening to the cues from my body. Okay, this is not a day for X, Y, Z that I thought I might do. This is a day for this instead. This is what's going to make me feel good today. This is what's, you know, this I'll have to leave for another day. It's working with our bodies and knowing how to do that. My own symptoms ebb and flow, and I have to keep tuning in and adjusting as things shift. It's just part of this phase. And I want you to have the tools, the guidance, the community around you so that you can do the same. And again, that's why I created this Midlife Thrive membership. It's what we do inside it. And I'm hoping at that price point, £39 a month, it is accessible. You know, it's an affordable, and like I said, it's cancel any time. So if someone's in it, if you're in it and you just feel like you've got everything you need from it and off you go, that's, you know, just cancel. Or if you come in it and it doesn't feel right, cancel. Or you stay in it for a year, 2 years, you know, however, whatever you need, and until you feel like I can do this on my own. Or maybe you just always want to keep it there because you just want to thrive and thrive and thrive and get to the other side of menopause, you know, just with that support all the time. So each month we focus on one of the key pillars of thriving basically in perimenopause, from, you know, balancing your blood sugar, supporting your nervous system, improving your sleep, circadian rhythms, moving smarter for your hormones, supporting healthy estrogen metabolism, optimizing digestive health, gut health, thyroid. We cover all of it. And there is a whole set of modules there for you to go into and work through. But the magic is really in the community aspect, in the monthly live calls, in the community, that the online community. But yeah, going back to the sort of content, we really are taking a 360 degree approach, because your hormones, they don't exist in isolation. So we have to look at how we metabolize and clear our used hormones through the liver and the gut. We have to address that and understand how we support that. And that's what I teach in the membership. We have to understand our thyroid health, which can literally make or break our energy levels. And thyroid health really does overlap with perimenopause symptoms. You know, is it thyroid or perimenopause? Usually it's both. But there's a lot, you know, if we're in perimenopause and experiencing low energy, just sluggishness, weight gain, just brain fog, memory issues, those are actually very typical symptoms of an underactive thyroid. So you could just be in perimenopause with those symptoms and saying, well, it's just perimenopause, just have to deal with this until I get to menopause. But what if it was your thyroid? What if your thyroid is underactive and we can teach you how to support that? And then bam, all of those symptoms either go away or massively reduce, and you can feel like yourself again. So we address that. We address blood sugar balance and insulin resistance, which drive fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, brain fog. We address chronic inflammation, which underpins everything from joint pain to brain fog and all the stuff in between, weight gain, sleep issues. And when you're ready to go deeper, we cover which blood tests and functional labs as well can help give you real insight into what's going on in your body if you need to go deeper with things. We cover essential blood tests, which should all be, you know, pretty accessible financially, or you can go and ask your GP for, all the way through to the sort of more private based, more costly functional lab tests, just in case somebody had the budget and they wanted to go deeper. This is what I tend to look at with a lot of one-to-one clients, if they have the budget for it. So I teach you all of that, so you have basically all the knowledge and information that a one-to-one client would get, but it's in the sort of in the membership for you to dip in and out of, for you to take your time with, for you to focus on one thing at a time. Maybe you'll just start with blood sugar balance, focus on that for a few months, get yourself already feeling so much better, more energy, moods, you know, more balanced moods, better sleep, and then just moving on from there. Right, okay, maybe I want to see if I could support any potential inflammation, and, you know, and so on and so on. Look, go deeper into gut health, go deeper into thyroid health. So it's about helping you connect the dots in your own unique way, in your own time as well, that, you know, you spend as long as you need in the membership, so that you can finally understand the why behind your symptoms and the how in order to change them and get results. And then as we continue to move through perimenopause, and like I said, as things evolve, symptoms and changes evolve, you'll have all of the tools, you'll have it all right there, you'll be in the perfect place, if you know, especially if you're staying in the membership, to just know, right, okay, I need to deal with this now. You'll have the community, you'll have me there, where you can just ask a question in the online community, or you can save a question for the monthly live call and ask it there. So you'll always just have this support around you to carry you through it. So it is a private supportive space, like I said, with live coaching, that online community and accountability. I think that's the missing piece for so many people, is the accountability piece, but also knowing that the community they're in is reliable. It's reliable information. It's expert information. I'm not, you know, giving you any rubbish. I'm sifting through all of that noise for you and telling you what's really accurate and true so that you don't have to be worrying about that. You just ask the question and get your answer. And that's there for you as long as you choose to stay. And it isn't, like I said, it's not just about learning. It's about transformation, connection, and those aha moments that we get together that happen when you realize that you're not on your own, you know? So the monthly live coaching calls, like I said, these are for your personalized guidance. Obviously, they're in a group setting, but you get to ask your own questions. You can ask on camera. That they're not, these calls aren't going anywhere other than within the membership, staying within the membership. They do get recorded. So if you're not there live, you can listen back. You can submit your question to me, you know, via text, so that I just answer your question. If you want it to be anonymous, I can just answer it for you on the call so that everyone gets to learn from your question, but they don't necessarily know it's you, if that's what you want. But like I said, it's a private space. Nothing goes outside of it. And it's a supportive community. It's women who get it, women who are riding on the same path, you know. We're asking questions that you didn't even, you know, other women are asking questions that you didn't even know that you had. And you're thinking, oh, right, yeah, that's such a great question. Let me listen to the answer. So you're learning not just from your own questions, but from everybody else's as well, all the time. And you obviously as well, you don't need to be overwhelmed. You just take or leave what applies to you and what doesn't. You don't have to be doing everything that everybody else is doing. It's about seeing where you are on your journey and understanding what you need. And obviously I can keep helping you with that as long as you remain in there. So it's just a step-by-step framework. There's no more confusion, no more Googling needed, no more trial and error. This isn't just a course though, it's real support, it's real connection, it's real genuine change and genuine transformation. And I don't say that lightly. That word is a big word, but I really do mean it because I've seen it. You definitely don't need to overhaul your life overnight or follow any one size fits all plans. That's not what this is about. You're not coming in getting told, right, this week do this and follow this. It's just a clear roadmap and accountability and the right kind of, like I said, reliable support and information to help you stay consistent, especially when life gets busy or motivation dips. And the good thing is as well, like you're not having to work through all of these, you know, course after course after course. It's all there for you to work through in your own time. And that's why I've made it this affordable monthly price, because you stay in for as long as you need to. If that's a year, if that's 2 years, if it's 6 months, it's whatever. So there's no rush, basically. You just dip into what is relevant for you. And that's what makes this my Midlife Thrive membership different. It's not a quick fix. It's a way to finally feel in sync with your body again. It's a way to feel like you're part of something that's supportive and knowledgeable and trusted and expert, and know that every day I'm safe. You know, if I have a question, if something new pops up, I can ask it. I'm in it. I'm in this world. And that is why that's why I've created it. I want people to walk around each day knowing that they're in something, like in their back pocket, in their handbag. You know, they can pull out their phone and ask a question inside the community. They know that the call is next week or it's tomorrow, whenever it might be. And they know that on that call, they get to ask their questions. And inside, we celebrate the small wins, like waking up with more energy, finally sleeping through the night, or not snapping at everyone at home by, you know, in the evening, because your blood sugar's now stable and you've really helped to support and stabilize some of the hormones that were causing those things. One member recently told me that she's feeling more confident in her body than she has done in years, that her anxiety, which she thought was just the way it is for her now, has completely shifted. And her family are saying, you know, her children, her partner, they're saying, like, you just seem so different now. You just seem more content. You just seem calmer. So the ripple effect within the family that will have, not to mention the guilt that we all experience when we snap, don't we? Oh, I'm sorry, you know, and then we just get so annoyed at ourselves, and it adds a whole other layer of stress onto it. So this is the kind of transformation that happens when you're supported, when you're educated properly, and you're empowered, not just told, oh, just get on with it. It's just perimenopause. Emma, who came to one of my free masterclasses recently, she messaged me a couple of days later. So this is just after the free masterclass. She said, I've started my day already bringing in some of the guidance you suggested yesterday in the class, and had an amazing night's sleep. after just winding down properly with no screens for the first time in months. That's just from a single masterclass, let alone the ongoing guidance and education and support and accountability inside the membership. And here's one small tip that you can try today. And this is, of course, something that we go into much more depth inside the membership. Get natural daylight into your eyes within 30 to 60 minutes of waking. I would love, if you're not already doing this, I would love for you to try it. Even if you just said, right, you know, I'll try it for the next few days or the next week. I would love for you to try it if you're not already doing it. So that's getting natural daylight within 30, maximum 60 minutes of waking, ideally within 30 minutes of waking. Can you maybe start your day where you get out of bed, pull on some clothes, go outside, whether you've got a garden, you know, a balcony, whatever it is, and then, or go out for a walk if need be, and come back in and then, you know, do whatever you would have done had you not, you know, if you just got out of bed straight away, what would you normally do? Just get on with it then instead. Now, obviously, it's getting darker now. So you might need to use a 10,000 lux light box, which are very cheap. You can just buy them on Amazon for 20, 30 quid at the most. And you can put that on as soon as you wake up and then get out for a walk as soon as you can when the daylight's up. If you can just try this for a week, it can be really, really powerful. And I think you would probably continue forevermore. It helps regulate your cortisol rhythm, your daily cortisol pattern. Cortisol is, of course, our stress hormone, but it is responsible. Its rhythm is very important. Its rhythm throughout the day is also part of our circadian rhythms, our biological body clock. And it supports that its rhythm supports our energy, mood and sleep the next night. So energy and mood throughout that particular day, but then improves our sleep that night and so on if we're actually starting to do this every day as a routine. It's a tiny action, but it can make a massive difference. And that's the kind of simple evidence-based approaches that we focus on inside the membership. I'm always, you know, this is what I live and breathe. This work is how to support a woman through perimenopause. So I'm not just learning this once and then teaching it and then never sort of progressing my own learning and, you know, looking at the new evidence that comes out for XYZ. I'm on that. So like I said, there's no need to be Googling anymore or be confused anymore. Just ask the question and I will give you the answer. And, you know, there's so much information inside the membership. So if you're ready to stop getting by and just wading through treacle every day, which is how I would describe a lot of women are feeling and how I have certainly felt for periods of time, if you're ready to not be doing that anymore and actually to be thriving, feel that vitality, feel like you're thriving, feel like you're happy, because I think the mood thing is the biggest issue as well. One of the biggest issues, energy, brain fog, but the mood thing is huge. And that, you know, we know that affects everything. So if you are ready to start, you know, experiencing better balanced moods for one, which will then have a knock-on impact to so many other things, your sleep, your energy, help you get into a body that you actually feel good in again, then please do come and join us inside Midlife Thrive. You deserve to feel amazing in this phase. Everybody does, and we should. You just need the right support to get there. And that's exactly what Midlife Thrive gives you. And as I said, hopefully that £39 a month is an affordable financially for many people. And like I said, it's cancel anytime. So you're not signing up for a year. It's just join, see how it goes for you. Stay as long as you need to. If it's not right or it doesn't work or you've got what you need, leave. The link to join is in the show notes. Or you can just simply go to my website, francescaliparotti.com. If you need the spelling of my name, that's also in the show notes. The link is all there in the show notes anyway. But if you went to my website, francescaliparotti.com, you'll see one of the tabs on the top there is membership. So you can also go there to join. So the day that you join, you would pay by card and then your card will just be charged recurring every month from there. Unless you need to change your card details, you can go into the membership and do that. So I can't wait to welcome you inside if you feel that this is a good fit for you. And as always, if you've got any questions, just drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Contact details in the show notes or find me on Instagram and send me a DM. So thank you for listening and I will see you next week. Bye-bye. If you found this episode helpful, then please share it with anyone else who you think could benefit. And consider leaving a rating and a review, as this will help the podcast to reach and help more people. And if you need more guidance on your own health journey, you can grab my free guide, 6 Steps to Mastering Your Hormones in Your 40s, over at francescaliparotti.com, where you can sign up for your free copy. Or you'll also find the link in the show notes.